All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. I used to think that people should attend Bible-believing churches. It might be better if people attended Bible-reading churches so that the believers know what it is they claim to believe. Our affirmation of faith for today is from 2 Timothy in the first chapter. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and calls us to a holy life. The reading of God's word for today is from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the churches in and around the city of Rome. Chapter 8, I should mention verse 35 and then read verses 37 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. I wonder if you can remember what the songwriters call being in love. Maybe I could just suggest that you select a time in your memory when you felt in love. This is easy for me because it was my crazy ex-girlfriend. I was young and she was crazy. It just wasn't going to end well. But it was a thrill ride. But experts in the field, and yes, scientists also study love, experts say that the feeling of being in love is much the same across time and across cultures. Romantic poems, songs, and stories come across the centuries from our European ancestors, the Middle East, Japan, China, and India, and every other society that has left written records. In a survey of 166 varied cultures, anthropologists found romantic love in 90% of them. In another questionnaire, there were statements when you would fill in the blank of the name of the person that the person answering would put the one they loved, put their name in. Phrases like, I have more energy when I am with blank. My heart races when I hear their voice, their name is. Often my mind wanders to think of one other person who is. It didn't matter who took the survey. People over 45 years of age, young people younger than 25 years of age, male or female, Catholic, Protestant, or Muslim, black, white, red, whatever, all of them reported being just as passionate about their loved one. As a matter of fact, the Bible has its own love poem, although some Christians blush to believe that this is what the Song of Solomon is. Chapter 1, I liken you, my darling, to a mare among Pharaoh's chariot horses. Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves. This is the writing of a guy who's got it bad for this woman. You can tell me it means something else, but if it looks like romantic love and smells like romantic love and sings like romantic love, I claim that it's romantic human love. But that it is in the Bible means that God knows all about it. Love is enjoyment. Love is rapture. Love is beautiful. Love sees beauty in the beloved. And all the world loves a lover. Here in the 21st century, I have a playlist of music from what I guess would be considered adult contemporary music or light rock. My selection of favorites covers the last 40 years plus in the topic of love. The list is over 250 songs, which will go through the entire list of songs in 15 hours. And those are just the ones I particularly like. Try to imagine how many songs might be out there. And these are not broken heart love songs. These are not the blues. These songs are all ecstatic love songs. Happy love songs. Addicted to love songs. One of the foundational songs in the list is from 1985, The Power of Love, performed by Huey Lewis and the News for the blockbuster film Back to the Future. It gave the band, Huey Lewis and the News, their first number one hit in the U.S. on the Billboard chart, and it was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song. It has wonderful lyrics. Power of love will keep you home at night. You don't need money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sudden and it's cruel sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love. But you know what to do when it gets hold of you, and with a little help from above, you feel the power of love. I double-checked our hymnals. There are songs about the power of Jesus, the power of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, but I don't find any hymns in the hymn book about the power of love. There's almost no hymn related to 1 Corinthians 13, considered the love chapter. And I say all this knowing you and I know that Bible verse in John's letter, God is love. So love is powerful. I've tried to testify to you that love changes people. God's love changes people. As the song The Power of Love says, it just might save your life. Amen to that. So I've asked you to think back on a time in your life, assuming that most of us have mellowed this late in life. Think back in your life when you experienced and you felt the power of love. Maybe because Americans think they know what power is, but do we? We think power makes people do something. We think of power as forceful. But when we read 1 Corinthians 13, we don't see forceful, do we? We see the opposite. Love does not insist on its own way. Love bears all things. Love endures all things. Americans don't think that way. Americans think, including American Christians, I'm not enduring all things. I'm going to change it. Some American men still believe that love and violence go together. The church for centuries accepted that as normal. We're still repenting of that. But what phrases do we like to use? I can't stand it. I'm not putting up with this sort of thing any longer. I'm not hanging around for this. I'm getting out of here. We don't want to endure. We probably admire endurance runners like marathoners because we would not want to endure running for 26 miles. 26 miles. How many times people tell me, I don't like to run? Well, I'm running for my health, not because I like to run. Please don't make that mistake. Also, running is cheap. Very cheap. You just need a good pair of shoes. Endurance. Americans are not fans of endurance. I think I can prove that. How many of you have told me, be careful when you pray for patience? Patience is endurance. And when we pray for patience, we may just have to learn to endure. What's another translation of the King James Version word, long-suffering? Another translation is patience. Great patience, utmost patience, forbearance, perseverance. And no one wants that. We most often want change. But the power of love can and will work change, but the power of love is often not a quick change. Love is more like slowly moving water. Slowly moving water can still move rocks, lift rocks, and cut rocks. Talk about moving a mountain. The Apostle Paul says that the things we think we want really don't do any good without love. He wrote, if I have prophetic powers, all knowledge, all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. We say, yeah, I want to move mountains. Without love? Without love, the apostle himself said, I'm nothing. The apostle says, if we don't have the power of love, you have nothing, and you and I would be nothing. Even if we move mountains by faith, unless Jesus' love is demonstrated in us, if we're moving mountains in order to demonstrate that we're really something, that's when we are nothing. Jesus' love, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the love we have and the love we share, that's what makes us something. Our Lord's love that Jesus shares with us is a powerful love, but we want to remember that it isn't the kind of power that most Americans are interested in. Our human experiences of being in love, most people find frustrating because love itself seems out of our control. We say that we fell in love. We don't say we jumped into love. We don't say we ran into love. More often, the singers sing that love found them, not the other way around. We don't understand attraction. Many people claim to not understand lifelong marriage or even marriage itself, let alone lifelong marriage. We still talk about love at first sight. Anyone want to claim that experience? But once a person does fall in love, once a person has love find them, then we begin to understand the power of love. The song, The Power of Love, states, the power of love will keep you home at night. The bachelor is no more searching and seeking and looking, and soon the bachelor is not a bachelor anymore. One other aspect of being in love that I wanted you to think about is how much fun it is to be in love. Or at least if you don't have to be away from your beloved for very long. You light up when you see your beloved, and other people can see it on you. The heart in love is often a lighter heart, assuming that the love is mutual or shared or appreciated. There are few things more painful than unrequited love. Love that is not returned in any measure, love that is not wanted, or love that is rejected. And our Lord God knew this experience of rejected love. Jesus knew his rejected love while on earth, and our Lord still knows his love is still rejected today. As people daily reject God's love or they seek it without understanding what God's love is all about, and we read about people like that in the book of Acts of the Apostles, especially those folks who wanted something of what Jesus offered but didn't follow through on the transformation that God's love works within us. Apparently they missed something that many of us still forget, the joy there is in loving others. There are some human experiences in the joy of loving when you are in love with someone that cares about you. I believe that mothers who have given birth often experience this joy of loving, even having experienced the pain of childbirth. And that seems like its own miracle to me. And one other category, which I myself have experienced, a grandparent's love for grandchildren. This love is also curious, since no one can decide to be a grandparent. All of a sudden, you love this child whose coming to you has only been known for a few months. And this child is not capable of responding to you at their birth. It will be many months before the child can respond to you in ways we might call a mutual love. I've shared this with some of you of my own experience of this love, which surprised even me. Our youngest was attending her daycare. She, with other toddlers, were playing on this kiddie slide, you know, about 3 steps up and the slide's 2 feet high. These children are not very verbal. But the girl on the slide ahead of my granddaughter got to the top of the slide and just sat there at the top of the slide. My granddaughter was at the ladder ready to go up so she could go down the slide. The girl at the top continued to simply sit there. My granddaughter began screaming and shrieking at this girl because she was just sitting there and not going down the slide. And my first reaction was, it's perfectly okay for my granddaughter to scream at your kid. That's a grandparent's love. Everything your grandchild does is completely charming. And that kind of love, God has for you and me also. And you know what else? Like grandparents, God enjoys loving you and me. God enjoys loving you and me. Personally, I had not given that idea much thought, but there are several parts of God's word to consider. Hebrews 12:2, I mentioned this in the June newsletter. For the joy set before him, Jesus endured the cross. That's how much joy our Lord has in loving us. Not that the cross was enjoyable, not at all, but as a way to love us, Jesus went to the cross and died there for the joy of loving us that much. Did you know that one of the tips given to depressed people to lift them up, to help them deal with depression, one of the tips is to help someone else? So what Jesus taught has been demonstrated scientifically. Providing support to others activates a nerve pathway in the brain that boosts our well-being. The same idea of helping others is also one of the keys to alcoholics being healed, to help other alcoholics. Most people who participate in what is known as altruistic behavior almost all experience a mood swing up. And this is a reminder to all of us that love is found in both the New Testament and the Old Testament, because we find the following verse in the prophet Zephaniah. Chapter 3, the Lord your God is with you, a powerful one who wins the battle. He will have much joy over you. With his love, he will give you a new life. He will have joy over you with loud singing. This is not just in your salvation. The Lord has joy in your very existence. What's the other verse in the Old Testament from the prophet Nehemiah? Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And just as appropriate for today, Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit to the disciples and from the disciples to all the churches. Both 1 Thessalonians and Luke speak of the joy of the Holy Spirit. This same joy is ours. you and I are called to participate in God's joy in loving. If we are not enjoying loving others, we might not be doing it correctly. What do you think? Or maybe the love is not oriented to our Lord. I don't know for certain. But as the Apostle Paul proclaimed, you and I cannot be separated from the love of God. God invites us to join the Lord in loving us. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. But it seems clear that our Lord enjoys loving us and calls us to participate with him in loving others and enjoying it. Before I close, and if you're not sure about some of this, notice that we followers of Jesus too often think of Satan as powerful. Satan is not powerful to the believer. Satan may be tempting. Satan may offer tempting options, but Satan is not powerful. Romans 8:38, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Romans 8:39, no power in the sky above or the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Love. Celebrate the beloved. Enjoy loving as our God enjoys loving you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.